This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will stipulate right at the outset that there is much yet to be known about how this whole Brexit thing is going to play out. Yes, the markets are one metric, about which more later. But sitting where we are on Brexit plus six, it is not unreasonable to begin to kind of maybe sort of think that the economic jolt that is coming, because there will be one, but perhaps the jolt that is coming might be more regional than global. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson tests the hypothesis.
The UK has dropped a big old stone in the water. The economic ripples will be felt there the strongest, a little weaker in the EU and beyond.
In general, this is a regional EU-UK shock. It is not a global economic shock.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, in a webinar this morning, he says this won't be such a big deal for the rest of the world, as long as other countries don't follow the UK out of the EU.
So best case scenario, we have a sharp downturn in the UK.
Eric Jones is a professor at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. He says we know already that all this uncertainty about the UK's future relationship with the EU will hit its economy hard.
There's going to be a smaller shock in the euro area. It's a bigger economy, but a smaller shock. And then those two things are going to exert some drag on the world writ large.
But again, that's best case scenario. Worst case, he says Europe's banks haven't fully recovered from the financial crisis, that other countries could leave the EU. Aaron Klein is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Usually when periods of disruption and disintegration begin, they take a little longer to play out. If Brexit is the first shoe to drop, rarely is it simply a one-time thing. Usually there are other difficulties in the process.
He says Brexit may be less a one-time event, more a harbinger of things to come. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Harbinger, that's never a good word.